Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we have a family member, a radio family member, a.k.a. a listener, viewer, supporter of the show. And I'm realizing that I am terrible at operating my phone with just my left hand while I'm trying to do something with the right. I'm dropping it, hitting the screen when I don't need to. Her name is Samantha. Y'all know Samantha that's always messaging us and everything. She sent me a picture the other day. She had just gotten her her Bubble Cuddle Blanket in the mail from the Cozy Earth.
Yeah.
And the picture she was most excited about, do you know what it is, Lindsay? It's not the blanket, since your mom has one of these and you've ordered one. The bag that the blanket comes in is so nice. It's like you use it as a purse, pretty much. It's really nice.
That's the first thing my mom said. Look at my new bag.
So sweet. I don't know what happened to that bag. As soon as mine came in, Jody took the bag. I don't know. I figured she'd been working on her bag for so many years, she didn't need one.
Well, that's true.
Working on that bag.
So it's like a gift with the...
Yeah.
Love that.
But this is a message that Jody got from, I believe it is our vet when we had a dog. She said, I hope this gives you a smile. Just playing spa with my 7-year-old kiddo. And she asked me in the middle if I had my code. I was confused. She said, your TJ code to save money. So that's where we are. So see the children, even speaking to the children.
Love that.
Because, you know, TJ and Riggins are for the children.
That's right.
They're for the kids.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Just like Wu-Tang.
For the children.
Yep. And Trick loves the kids.
Mm. And Trick loves the kids too. That's right. That's exactly right.
So if you want that Bubble Cuddle Blanket, it's the rage, since you got to give Cozy Earth credit for pushing and pushing and pushing until they wore me down to say, okay, I'll endorse your product. So anything you get on the site, if you use TJ as the code, you'll get 41% off, which is more than any other influencer gets you. So whatever.
Yeah.
So tjriggins.com/deals. That's where you get that.
I got a message last night asking if she should get the oversized or the regular. And I said, girl, both. Okay.
You know, when people ask me that, it's kind of like asking, you know, does my butt look big in this? Or a woman asks you, do I look fat in this? Or do I look, because if I say, oh, you need the oversized, we go, why am I that big? Do I look that big? Yeah.
You need about two of them, sew them together. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I said you can travel with one and then keep one on your bed or couch. You know, I try to, because it's logic, you know.
Yeah, I mean, those things are nice, but I can't even imagine the pain in the butt that would be to travel with. And I'm thinking about putting it in your suitcase as heavy as and bulky and all as it is going through the airport.
Yeah.
It probably cost you, it'd probably make your suitcase cost more. Because it's so heavy.
It's heavy?
Yeah.
But they're so good, you got to. My mom's about to go on this little Europe trip, and she's taking it. I'm not kidding.
Your mom's going to Europe?
Yeah.
For what?
Oh, my dad and her just starting to travel. That's her first time going overseas.
Wow.
Ever. Yeah.
Mm. Love that. And you don't know how many times your dad's been overseas, because he's a U.S. Marshal, and he can't tell you where he's going.
Right. Yeah. Right. Wow. And he's like, no, I mean, he's... excited, I guess, but my mom's really excited because my dad travels all the time. So, like he said,
finally, he's letting her out of the house.
Exactly. Right.
That's pretty nice of him.
Yeah. Finally. At 67, now's your time.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, here we go with an Ace bit. This would be something that Ace would have to talk about today if he saw it in the news. Even if we had a similar story the day before. He can't resist. These are things that he can't resist. This is one of them. Is flirting cheating?
Oh, yeah. That Ace would love
he always
that.
Like these, is it cheating?
Yeah.
Type surveys.
Mm-hmm.
51% of people said they might end a relationship over what some would call harmless flirting, especially if it felt like the person tried to hide it.
Well, that's not harmless.
Yeah.
If it's causing harm to you.
But it says what most people would call harmless.
Oh, what most
people.
Okay.
Yeah. It says 60% said chatting with an ex is over the line. Well, unless you're, I mean, when they mean chatting, they mean chatting online, like not just running into them and having a chit chat somewhere.
Right. Okay. By chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're texting your ex, yeah, 100%.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if I ran into an ex somewhere and we chatted a minute, then the first thing I would do when I got home would be to tell Jody, hey, I ran into, Keisha today. And,
Keisha.
I can fantasize about my ex
that
didn't exist. If it's a hypothetical, it's hypothetical all the way around.
You tell her first thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Out of respect for Jody?
No, just to tell her she needs to step it up. Keisha's back in town.
Keisha's
back in town. She already found me.
It's time to step it up.
Jody.
That was fun.
So here's something I don't understand, though, in 2025. Remember, Lindsay, you go with this, too, because we're in the year 2025 of our Lord, the Jesus. Reading porn is apparently okay, according to this survey. 79% said erotica books are fair game. How often is that happening? Is that because that tells me that 79% of the people surveyed were women?
Yeah.
Because men don't sit around reading erotica.
No. And it's huge on TikTok. If you look up book talk.
Is it?
Women, there's these series, they go, I mean, they're apparently nasty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about that 50 Shades of Grey craze that went on.
There's one called like the Crown of Roses or something like that all these younger women love.
Mm-hmm. And I had so much fun back when 50 Shades of Grey was the biggest topic in the world.
Yeah.
I had so much fun on the radio messing with women about that, aggravating them. That was probably one of the most fun times of my career. Telling them that they were perverts. If men were doing the same thing, they'd be perverts, and having them try to justify how it's different. Because they would all say it's different. And I would say, if you had a bunch of guys get together and make a guy's night out where they got dressed up and went out to eat and had some drinks and met up and then went on to the movie theater together to see some softcore porn movie. And stood out in the lobby cheering and giggling it up and high-fiving each other and everything, y'all would think that they were perverts. You'd probably try to have their kids take it away from them. It's not the same. We don't look at it the same way. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. Yeah.
They fought you tooth and nail on that one.
God, I loved it. But you know what? I won.
Did you?
I won the argument. And they hate that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, so TJ mentioned it earlier. Go get that Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirt and hoodie, tjriggins.com/deals, and help us keep Ace's memory alive. in honor of Ace, benefiting Ace and TJ's charity, Peyton's Promise. Some of the
Goofy Ace.
Hey, Goofy. The world's best coffee shop has just been named. It's Sydney's Toby's Estate Coffee Roasters, just announced as the best coffee shop in the world. So you'd have to go to Australia to get this great coffee, but they said it's the best. Now, what makes it the best? They say they're sourcing their beans from the right place. Just they're the grinding beans. It perfectly and just making a perfect cup of coffee.
It's the beans, Larry. It's the beans. You got to get the beans. You got to get the beans.
Would you travel to go get an incredible cup of coffee, even if it was to another town?
No.
I mean, I love coffee. I'm not traveling to see it, though. Or to taste it, rather.
No, it depends on if I'm meeting somebody else there that would be worth the trip. You know what I mean?
Right. Not just for the coffee.
You know, if my friend Matt said, meet me in the next town and let's try this coffee, I'd probably go. But I'm not going just to get the coffee.
No.
I don't like coffee that much.
You're definitely not going to Australia.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Been there already. Yeah.
Some people do make coffee their whole personality. I know. Like, they're just like, I'm a coffee snob. I know what I like. And little
is
snobby.
That you?
No, I like Folgers, but I like Starbucks too. Yeah. I like them all, man. I like them all. So you got to go out to Sydney to check that out.
I had an espresso this morning.
You had an espresso?
Nespresso, yeah. Not espresso.
You know what it does? It hits quick. That's all you need. Hits quick.
And then remember, this is very important as a U.S. American who speaks the English. It is espresso, not expresso. It's something, you know, just like it's not supposedly, it's supposedly.
Yeah.
So please.
Well,
Ace would have wanted you to fix that.
Actually, I've heard Ace say espresso before.
I know.
Speaking of Ace, today is also National Letter to an Elder Day. So it's encouraging you to make a contact over through the snail mail with an older person.
Now, is that perhaps a relative? Is that speaking of Ace Riggins because he was a big time letter writer? He loved to write, or because you always picked on him for being an elder?
Both. An elder who likes to write. I mean, it is kind of an old thing. But he liked anything handwritten. He kept that little post-it that Peyton had written to him, like, hey, Dad, I hope you have a great day. He kept that for years. Mm-hmm. One time, I remember walking out to my car, and he had left me a note in my door handle. He was just that kind of guy. Yeah. He liked writing things out because he thought it meant something.
But the note said, don't you ever blank and park in my spot again. But it was written beautifully. The penmanship was beautiful.
Perfect penmanship. And remember, he'd sit in here and he'd sharpen his pencils. And I would go, dude, that's driving me nuts watching you do that. You go, what do you care? I don't know. It's just bothering me. Oh, I miss him terribly. Miss him terribly. Speaking of Ace, though, he had a complaint for years about millennials. And I fought him tooth and nail about it, but I think he might have been on to something. We'll get to it coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I was talking about things that drove Ace crazy. And one of them was that we did not use umbrellas. Mm-hmm. Umbrellas.
Yeah. And that drives me crazy too. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Ace and TJ were sort of a united front on that. I hate using umbrellas. And then Rob was like, oh yeah, I never use one. And I think Alexis at the time was like, I don't use one.
I don't even own one.
Lindsay. Yeah. And then we were talking about raining and Lindsay mentioned a couple weeks ago, she doesn't even own one.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much, and this is, I can speak for him on this one as well, because we were the same. Yeah. We completely agree. It wasn't so much that y'all don't use them. It's that you're so smug about people who do use them. Like,
it's smug.
It was, especially Alexis was the worst. It was like, yeah, like I want to carry around I got an umbrella. Now I got to keep up with this thing all the time. Ugh. Yeah. It was just like, all we would say is, really? I don't understand why would you want to get wet? And then, it was just that complete, you know, y'all are idiots, old men for wanting to have umbrellas. I mean, it was that really drove him nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe the phrase she used, y'all looking out here looking like Mary Poppins looking black or something like that. But Gen Z has officially labeled the use of umbrellas as, quote, embarrassing. So they're taking it one step farther. It's embarrassing if you use an umbrella.
That's ridiculous. Mm.
I think it's a little ridiculous. I just don't use it because, number one, I don't plan on being out in the rain for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you got to deal with this wet piece of vinyl and it's got to stick on it. Just, I don't know. It's got,
but like I wouldn't, a cane, carrying a cane around.
It's like carrying a cane around.
But it's like I wouldn't use it if I'm just getting right out of the truck and running in here and it's raining. But if I got to get out of the truck, then get my bag, then get my coffee out of there, or if I'm walking from the parking lot of say Target in, I would want it then. Because if it's raining heavily.
Yeah, where do you put it once you're in the Target? You just leave it there by the door?
No, you put it in your shopping cart if you need that, or you just carry it. You can shake it out and then you roll it up. I have one of those that goes upside down and you pour the water out of it. You know, when it closes up. Yeah.
My favorite is when I'm leaving, it's raining, and Kyle's like, here, take my umbrella. And it's a golf umbrella. It's huge. Like the size of my whole body.
That's what Ace always had. Yeah, he would come in with that thing, and it would dump about a gallon of water in the hall whenever he would close it up.
Exactly.
I'm like, what do you want me to do with this?
It looked like a pool umbrella, you know, that you have between two pool chairs. It was huge.
Yeah.
And all golfers have those, Lindsay. You're right. So that's the only kind Kyle would have.
Yeah. He's like, you'd rather get wet. I'm like, yes.
100%.
Meanwhile, if I'm driving Jody's car and I let her out at the front of whatever building it is and it's raining, and she'll go, there's an umbrella in the pocket of the door. You need it. So I have to go park way out there and I'll grab the one in the pocket of the door and it is about the size of a drink umbrella. Yeah. I'm holding it like this. It's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
You get in there, you're soaked.
Yeah. It's the size of a flip phone.
Yeah.
But he was so passionate about, and you as well, about the use of umbrellas. But Gen Z, to call it embarrassing, I think they might have taken it one step too far.
Yeah, the way to really troll Ace the best was to just act like whatever thing that he liked or any kind of reasoning that he had was because he's old.
Yeah.
You just say chalk it up to him being old. Yeah. Oh, that's because you're old. What does that have to do with anything?
Flipping the switch.
Yeah.
Oh, so man.
And Alexis mastered that.
She did. It's a great skill of hers.
Which is why she's no longer with us on the show. No, I'm kidding. She'll be here Friday.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Today being National Pistachio Day, makes me think of my wife and her love for pistachios and how she will, you know, just munch on them like crazy. Loves a pistachio. But her other salty snack favorite is the sunflower seed.
Really? Right?
Those are two salty things that she likes. Because otherwise, if she has a snack, she wants to be snacking on candy, like fruity candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But remember, Riggins, I told you she'll get the sunflower seeds in a paper plate and go sit on the couch watching her shows, and she'll hold the paper plate under her chin like a trough or like a bib kind of thing, and then she'll eat staring straight at the TV. She'll eat the sunflower seed and then just spit the seed down into the plate that she's holding. I want to fix up a little thing that I can strap it around her neck and it just comes out like that. So she doesn't have to even hold it there. So
like
she
a
can
feedback.
Just eat. Yeah. That's what it's like. And she looks so funny.
She needs one of those silicone, baby bins. Yes. I have tons of them.
Yeah, she does.
You may bring her one.
Yeah.
I have one that says, like, who runs the world? Girls.
What a scene. Yeah, so I got to see that. Yeah, like I want to see this.
Holding the, this is the paper plate. And she's holding it, and then she'll reach to get the sunflower seed. And then just spit it.
Without taking her eyes off the TV.
So she doesn't spit like that. She just lets it kind of fall out of her mouth. Down onto the plate.
I love that.
That's your baby.
Okay.
That's my baby right there.
Miss Debutante.
You're not kidding. I mean, there is something kind of masculine about spitting sunflower seeds. You don't see a lot of women doing it.
Yeah. And my little friend Jenny's handsome husband, Michael, doesn't drink coffee because he can't drink hot beverages because he's too hot natured. So if he's getting sleepy, like on a road trip or something, he eats sunflower seeds. That keeps him occupied, keeps him awake.
Yeah.
But he spits them into an empty bottle or something.
Yeah, my dad was a big sunflower seed guy, and he was the same way.
Jody takes a paper plate on a road trip, sits in the passenger seat holding it the same way she does when she's watching TV.
Get out.
Yeah.
You tried to show her other ways to do it? Like, wouldn't it be easier if you just spit it into a cup?
No. Mm-mm. It's like, I've been doing it long enough. This is the way I like doing it. Thank you very much. You don't have to, control everything.
You look crazy. It's like,
you look like a missing link.
Yeah. That is wild. So she brings her own paper plate in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is funny.
Now, would she ever eat unshelled?
No.
Or it's just got to be.
It's always got to be in the shell. Yeah.
Okay. I like it that way.
Mm-hmm. Better.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, I came to, well, and I didn't come to, but I found the answer to the question that was so important last week in my life. And I shared it here. I don't know whether it was on the regular radio or whether it was in one of our extra funny podcasts or something, but you remember I was saying that I had noticed that I was having an unusually high amount of butt sweat.
Oh yeah.
While I'm on the air here doing the show. And I thought it was the new chairs that Jody ordered for us that are, they're basically made of petroleum, I think. I mean, they're so cheap. There was, Jody's ordering them. They're the cheapest there. And I don't even think they're made for adults because they're so small.
Yeah.
Yet they're not, flaking off and, squeaking and all of that. We kept one chair of our old ones in the building here, and it sinks gradually throughout the show, and that's why we got rid of it. Well, I thought, okay, well, it has to be these chairs causing the extra sweat. And Lindsay, you said you were sweating more in them too.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I went back and got the old chair, and if you notice, I've been having to, adjust the height of it and everything throughout the show. But yeah, that was the problem. Detective work is done. I solved the mystery.
It's the chair.
Yeah.
Good job. No more vinyls.
Yeah. You don't wear underwear a lot. So you just,
only when I sleep.
Only when you sleep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I wear panty when I sleep.
Yeah. Did you have to wash your pants more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could just tell that. I mean, it was like I've been, I don't want to get too graphic, but it was like I've been sitting in Jell-O all morning.
Oh, Jell-O.
Nasty.
Jell-O or like a very nicely chilled pudding.
No. I got chair pudding going on.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was just, you could feel the heat.
Yeah.
You could feel the heat. I mean, it wasn't breathing. My butt wasn't breathing. You know how I am when my butt can't breathe.
Sure.
Oh, you might as well put a pillow over my face and tell me my butt can't breathe.
Ooh. Got some butt pudding going on.
Butt pudding. Ooh. Nasty.
And that Monica that used to work for us, that cutesy little beautiful tiny little thing, she was bad to have, swamp butt, she would say. She's all swamp butt easily.
Monica had the butt sweat. Alexis had the upper lip sweat. Yeah. Lindsay's got the butt sweat. What do we get hired all these sweaty girls for? No.
I do not always have the butt sweat. It was the vinyl
just
chair.
In the chair. Just the chair. Yeah. Okay.
So now, I don't have any sweat. I get too much Botox for that. I don't have any sweat.
There you go. She has warts.
Get it right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So DoorDash, there has been a settlement for nearly $17 million because apparently DoorDash had used tips intended for drivers to subsidize their pay. So $17 million, apparently they were pocketing the tips. That's a bad way to say. They weren't pocketing the tips, but they were subsidizing their pay with those tips.
Okay, so they were found liable for that, or they had a settlement.
They agreed to a settlement.
Okay, so then they hadn't necessarily done it.
Maybe not.
Officially.
Used customer tips to offset the base pay it had already guaranteed to workers instead of giving workers the full tips they rightfully earned. So,
but I mean, I'm just saying, but in the official court case, did they rule that way?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay, well, if they did, then you can say it like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can say that they did. They found liable.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So $17 million. Bucks. Yeah. And I don't know who can afford to use DoorDash anymore. I mean, it's just the fees are outrageous. I love it, and I've used it, but it's so expensive. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I've never done it.
It's nuts.
I've had other people do it for me.
You don't have that on your phone? You don't have DoorDash or nothing? Uber Eats?
Mm-mm.
Never done it?
No.
Good for you. How often do you use those services, Lindsay?
Occasionally, when especially if Kyle's out of town and I've got the kids and whatever. Sure. Or of course, I have the kids if he's out of town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But maybe like once every few months.
Oh, okay. So not crazy. Nothing crazy. You're not addicted to it. Yeah, because you can get addicted to it. It's amazing.
Yeah, she would much rather go pick up something to eat in a brand new outfit she ordered for the trip to go out there.
Right.
To go outside.
Exactly.
New Hampshire is trending this morning. A woman was arrested after she was caught peeing on
quinoa.
Multiple food items in this grocery, a co-op grocery store.
Is it because nobody likes quinoa?
Yeah. I when I first saw that, Lynn, I thought, okay, well, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I feel that way too sometimes about that healthy type food. I
want to pee on it as well.
But so, she was doing it for OnlyFans or something, right? And, and it wasn't the only store that she'd ever done that to.
Yeah, they call her a content creator, but these people are just terrorists. I mean, that is...
you know what? I thought about that this morning. They should rule in these cases where if you're out and you're messing up people's business and destroying their merchandise or whatever to do internet content, then your internet revenue should be turned over to that company.
I'd be on
board. Pay 10 times what you messed up.
Yeah, I'd be on board with that. Something like that.
So your OnlyFans payments should go to that company until you've paid them 10 times or more. Whatever you destroyed.
We'll take that to Congress. I like that idea.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about pet names coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
This guy had posted on social media. He said, I was at my daughter's track meet or something. And he said, I looked, the person in front of me was texting somebody on their phone. And the contact name was Thunder Bear. It was a woman texting her husband.
Yeah.
Thunder Bear.
I love that.
I thought about TJ. He's got a lot of names for Jody, you know, that really are obnoxious to her. And he does it just to.
Yeah, just be sarcasm, just to play with
it. What are some of those? I mean, you've been calling her your treasure.
My treasure. Oh, I'm so sorry, my treasure.
Oh, she just.
But what she hates more than any of them is when I call her kitten. Kitten.
I love that one.
Angry with me, kitten.
You had a relatively new one the other day. It was a little bird.
Yeah. Little baby bird.
Baby bird.
No. Oh, stop, baby bird.
Don't act like that, baby bird.
Baby bird. See, I think baby bird's worse than kitten.
Yeah.
Baby bird.
It's kind of annoying. What do you ever under your phone? Is anything wild?
No.
Like just Jody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lindsay, what is your husband stored under on your phone?
Just Kyle Hubs. nothing great, but mine for him, or he started calling me Sugar Stacks very early on. I don't know where this came from. So when I call him, it pops up in his car, Sugar Stacks, and it's my old swimsuit calendar photo for when he didn't even know me.
Yeah.
So he's driving and this like insane photo of me comes up. People are like, who is that?
Oh, Sugar
that
Stacks.
That reminds me, Jody doesn't know what picture pops up of her whenever she calls me.
What is
it? And it's a picture I took of her that she didn't know I took one time by the pool.
A candid?
Yeah.
I love that.
In a bathing suit?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she doesn't know?
No clue. No clue.
Is yeah, because she's never with you when she calls you. Yeah.
Take it from inside the house or outside the house?
Outside.
Outside. Just leering and, you know, zooming in a little bit?
Yeah, she was laying out and had her eyes closed, so I took it.
I love that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we threw this up on social media at TJ Riggins Show. Just what is your spouse's name stored under your phone as? Lover Boy comes up a lot. Women say that. One woman wrote Cutie with the Booty. And she said his mom accidentally saw it and she texted her back and said, interesting to know this about my son, Cutie with the Booty.
Please.
A lot of Big Daddies come up a lot.
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
I'm going to say something that might make ladies upset, but men are way more creative with these types of things than women are.
Yeah.
With what they call, you know, somebody for a nickname. Not just a pet name, but a nickname in general.
Yeah.
You know, men are more clever when it comes to that.
What I'm taking away from this whole thing is I cannot wait to start calling Lindsay
Sugar Stacks.
Sugar Stacks.
Sugar Stacks.
That's a great. Oh, Sugar Stacks. I love that one. That's a great one.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.